Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
You look at the screen and you think, did they even have a report this morning?
Well, it hasn't been near as exciting as it has a few other mornings this week, that's for sure. You know, and the report is, did we really have a report? We didn't change any numbers in the corn. That we were looking for some numbers to be changed, but I think there's great skeptic feeling by most of the trade out there that basically the government is telling us that they think 800 million is carryout number, and they figure we're going to find some way not to go below that.
Well, they liked 801 last month. They like 801 this month, and I think they're going to like 801 next month.
Well, if you'd have to follow the thought process, well, they're going to have to like that number quite a bit.
Well, I mean, they use the logic that early spring planning, and I'm skeptical a little bit about that, and abundant wheat supplies should keep the need for corn rationing to a minimum this summer.
Well, I think you know, there's two things we look at that, the early spring plantings in like the Texas southern areas like that, and we're going to see some probably August 1st September corn that will be harvested and will be thrown in the mix to keep our number near that in for the September 1st time frame, Dave. The other thing is, as we talked to wheat producers, talked to a few in northern Illinois today, and they say their wheat's probably at least 3 weeks ahead as far as the harvest goes and looking great. And if we do have that, and in Kansas and everywhere, there is the great possibility we will push over some feed wheat into the market and to keep the corn down. But we know for a fact the corn basis at the ethanol plants, at the just at the river and at the Gulf, and for export business, the basis is extremely tight, and it's generally not that tight unless there's a shortage of corn out on the farm.
The bull spread has been weakening in the last couple of trading sessions. Should we not expect further weakening off of this report?
If you believed everything about the report, you'd have to say so. But I was in the cash grain business way too long to think that sometimes the government reports can't be just a little bit biased and feel that we are still very, very tight as far as the old crop corn situation goes. So I think we'll maybe see a little bit of weakening to it, but as we make this planting progress, and if we see some pretty decent rains over the weekend and the moisture start to pick up, we're going to definitely be shading that this new crop corn is going to be easier to buy than old crop corn.
Well, USDA is throwing everything but the kitchen sink at old crop, trying to make a case, and they even mentioned that declining ethanol production and record high stocks should help old crop corn.
You know, as we look at ethanol here now, we had the E15 possibility coming into things. We've got the idea that ethanol is priced extremely cheaper than gasoline here now. You know, I can't see that we aren't going to continue to try to want to make some ethanol at the blending prospects that it possibly has for us going in with the high crude oil and the high gasoline prices.
Meanwhile, over in the soybeans, it's pretty much the opposite story. You would think bull spreads should continue to work.
Well, I think, you know, along the way, we did see, you know, a favorable bean report. We did see the government come in and fairly drastically cut South American production. We are still looking at some great acreage changes into some soybeans for the new year. Of course, it wasn't on this report, but we do think that we're going to pick up at least probably 2 to 3 million more acres of beans because of the price ratio here, Dave. As we talked to some of our customers down in Arkansas, we know for sure that there's 2 or 3 of our farmers alone that are switching 1,500 acres out of cotton and rice, and they're done planting their beans now. Mm-hmm. They finished up yesterday, so they definitely switched 1,500 acres, not just talking about it.
The interesting thing that raised some eyebrows in the soybeans, it seems to me, though, was that USDA cut back on global demand for soybeans.
Well, you know, that's sort of crazy again, as we think that we're talking that China is even becoming more aggressive for this year. They're looking to buy and continuing to import more beans. We're seeing the livestock numbers stay good and to use that. So, once again, like you say, that is a puzzling figure.
So where are we left at the end of the day as we digest this report and move on? I guess we're left with looking at weather, huh?
I would say by tomorrow morning at this time, weather is going to be the most important factor that's going to be applying to this. We're going to be looking at what happens as far as the freeze to see how much damage actually does happen in the next couple days. And we're going to be looking at what the weather is going to be for the rest of the summer and what it's going to be for getting our planting done early. And as far as once we get towards pollination time, which should be a week or two earlier than usual this year, Dave.
Well, I know Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, they all saw pretty significant increases in acres on the planting intentions report. I also know that at least through the 21st of April, it would not be a good thing to plant up there because they got frost and freeze advisories. So I suppose it bears watching with all those acres and wanting to get them all planted. We'll have to see in the northern tier if they get them planted.
You know, I think that that's not a late date for them to be planning. I think that it's going to get through, the freezes through. We just hope that they haven't went out there and we see a problem, because there is a shortage of the top quality seed for seed corn for replanting this year, Dave. And I think that they're going to be very cautious, especially in those northern areas, about going out too soon.
So what are you recommending to your hedgers who have maybe done nothing yet?
Well, I think we sit and watch the weather a little bit for right now. We watch and see how far beans can pull this corn back up a little bit. And on a move up, we're probably going to be looking for a place to get some more corn coverage underneath the corn. And believe it or not, we're probably, if we get north of $14 on the November beans, we're going to want to get up to probably 40% covered on new crop beans, because we do think that's just a very profitable number.
Thank you much, Wayne.